How many communions have you attended in your lifetime? The church manual says we're to do it once a quarter. So if you have been a member of a church that is consistent with that, then you have done it four times a year for ever how many years you've been in the church. What does it mean to you? What happens for you? Communions are about the cross. It's all about the cross. I have been preaching now for 52 years. I'm still trying to understand the cross. It's too deep for me, Joel. God, the awesome, unspeakable, almighty, omnipotent, omniscient, everlasting God, becomes man and dies. Now you know, as sure as your name is what it is, you can't grasp that. Can you? It's a mystery. Paul spoke of it as the mystery of godliness. What moves a God who could have taken his hand and waved it over Adam and Eve and kept them from sinning? Some of you think he should have done that. You said it. Why didn't God stop all this? And puts himself through this ignominy, this disgrace, the cross. I know this. There's nothing about me that makes me think I'm worth that. And yet, God says that you are. I want you to think with me today. The cross. Let's pray. In the moments we have, Lord, speak to our hearts. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. The cross is defined as such in Webster. The first definition is that the cross is simply an upright post with a bar across the near top on which the ancient Romans fastened convicted persons to die. The cross. The cross. Near the hands, the feet, put a very uncomfortable arch in the back so the person, people on the cross died of suffocation because the pressure on their lungs was more than they can bear. Ultimately, they can't. They can no longer inhale, so they die of suffocation. That's the cross. That's the cross. Interestingly enough, the second definition I found, the main definition of the cross, has to do with life experience. A cross is any trouble or affliction which a person has to bear. I would suggest to you today, then, that everybody here is a cross bearer. Would you agree? Have you had any afflictions? Come on, y'all. Have you had any trouble? So if you've had any trouble, Anastasia, or if you've had any affliction and you've had to hang in there with it, you are a cross bearer. Is that all right? To make sure you have it, I want you to turn to the person next to you and say, I am a cross bearer. Go on and say it. I'm a cross bearer. You know. Now they're little crosses, they're big crosses. But all of us are cross bearers. Cross bearers. Comes in all kinds of forms. Ever had a toothache? Is that a cross? Can I get a witness? Just get your hand up. Yeah. Is a toothache a cross? Come on, if you had one, just get your hand up. That's a cross. Make you want to curse your mama. Yes, sir. That's a cross. That's a cross. Ever been hungry and couldn't get the food? Is that a cross? Why y'all sitting there so pious? Get your hand up. Is that a cross? That's a cross. That's a cross. Yeah. And of course, we know the cross of illness, the cross of death. So in Webster, there are two kinds of crosses. The one that's a bar going down and a bar going across, and the other is life experiences can be a cross. Be a cross. The first time the cross appears in history, it's the tool of the ancient Carthaginians. Now, as far as we know, black people introduced and invented the cross. Yeah, we did that. The Romans first wrote about the cross as they fought this magnificent army of people, I say, these warriors from northern Africa, with their leader, Hannibal, of such military intelligence that he took elephants across the Alps to the doorways of Rome, scared Rome to death. Still considered one of the most amazing military feats in the history of man, how Hannibal did that. But when the Romans finally conquered, watch me now, I'm giving you history. When the Romans finally conquered the Carthaginians, to their shock as they marched to the city, the Carthaginian generals had all impaled themselves on crosses. And the Romans said, what is this? This is something. And the Romans borrowed that form of discipline and brought it into their own society. And as Pastor Taylor so ably pointed out this morning, to the Romans, because they got it from an enemy, for the Romans to die on the cross was the most despicable form of death. The cross. The cross. I found it interesting, Rita DuVraw, as I did my research in preparing for this quick little homily, that in the Bible, the cross is applied only two ways. Either to Jesus or to us. The cross is only mentioned in the New Testament, and it applies either to us or to Jesus. In fact, Matthew 10 and verse 38, put it up there. Matthew 10, verse 38. The Bible begins to introduce this concept of the cross. Everybody's reading. Come on. Everybody's reading. Come on. And he who does not do what? Whoa. Don't read that too fast. He who does not take up his cross, keep on now, and follow after me is not the cross. Katie, is a requirement, not an option. So if you are bearing a cross, a lot of you raised your hand, said you've done it. If you're bearing a cross, you're having a normal Christian life. Turn to somebody now and say, I'm normal. See it, Tony? The cross, stay with me, folks. The cross, I'm not going to be long. I can't be. It's a homily. The cross is not optional. So it says to me, Brother King, if I've read the passage right, that I should never complain about cross bearing. Oh, shoot. Because I love to complain about my crosses. And now I'm being told I can't do it because Jesus, put the text back up there, brethren, because Jesus just said, let's read it again. Come on, everybody. And he who does not, wait a minute, do you see any option in that text? Is it eeny, meeny, miny, mo? No. What do you have to do? And do what? And follow him. Now, my mind automatically, you know, I love the Bible. My mind automatically goes to the scene of Christ's crucifixion. And you recall, as he was carrying the cross, they stopped and grabbed a man from Africa, Justice. It's fitting that a man from Africa carried the cross. That's where it was invented. I love the Bible. And then I see him carrying this cross. And what's he doing? He's following Jesus. Come on, y'all. Let's read the text again. And he who does not take his cross. Hey, Simon of Cyrene, what you're doing is what you're supposed to do. All human beings carry crosses walking behind Jesus. Is this a good homily or what? Yes, it is. Got me all excited this morning. Couldn't hardly wait to get up here and talk about this because I was deeply moved by the thought that cross bearing in the Bible is a sign to human beings. Cross dying is a sign to Jesus. Hallelujah. My. Well, here it is. And in Matthew 10:38, Matthew 16:24, Luke 9:23, Luke 14:27, the idea is repeated as if the Bible is saying, I want to make sure they get it. Because when they leave communion on June 25, 2016, they may forget when they get out there in the sunshine that they're carrying a cross. When they land on the beach this summer, they may forget they took a cross to the beach. Why? Because the cross is you. You know yourself, folk, until you learn to put up with yourself, you ain't going to heaven. You the worst problem you got. Let the church say amen. Amen. Take up your cross. Take up your anger. Take up your temper. Take up your impatience. Take up your dishonesty. Take it up. Wear it. Carry it. Why? Walk behind Jesus. His shadow covers you. Is that all right, O'Neill? His shadow covers you. And you know, can you imagine the great relief of Simon when he got to Golgotha and he realized all he had to do was carry it? This big fellow in front of me, Christ was about 6'3", 6'4", great big dude. He was a lumberjack. He was a carpenter. But there were no lumber stores. So he went out and cut down trees and made, that was a bad brother, come on now. That's why when his arm lifted up with those little cords in it in the temple and they saw that big forearm and that bicep, we out of here. And so Simon is walking behind the protective presence of Jesus, carrying not Jesus' cross, because that cross belongs to human beings. Jesus has done nothing worthy of a cross. Somebody say amen out there. But he said, Henry is good at carrying them. It's normal for him to carry them, but he's very poor at dying on them. I got that part. I'll do the dying. Let old Henry do the carrying. Now, 1 Corinthians 1:17 and 18. Skipping over some text, brethren. 1 Corinthians 1:17 and 18. Here we go. Read. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest. Read on. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, But to us who are being saved, it's the power of God. He says, to folk who have not known Jesus or become acquainted with his great salvation and his love, the cross makes no sense. But to a fellow like me who knows without Christ, I cannot make it in, the cross makes all kind of sense to me, especially since all I have to do is carry it. I wish y'all would get that part of it. You get nothing else. You ain't never died on no cross. Now it gets heavy sometimes. But when you get to your Golgotha, he crawls on it. Give God glory right now. He crawls on that cross. Ephesians 2:16. Reading, and that, everybody, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. Keep on. And by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of the cross. The cross is a bridge between humanity and heaven. And now, because of the cross, we have peace with God. Amen. Planet's going to be saved. I'm going to be saved. Everybody's going to be saved. Why? Because Jesus has taken the cross, planted it in earth. The top goes to heaven, and we crawl on it to glory, over the bleeding body of Jesus Christ. Yeah. The cross. The cross. Crosses are assigned. Somebody else decides which cross you bear. Prisoner never says, I want that cross. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
I'm moving to the next phase of this. Crosses are just given to you. Here's your cross. That's why God is not interested in your complaining about your cross. It's your size. See, he knows if you chose your cross, you get that little spindly thing that would break as soon as you got on it. Come on, y'all. But he says, no, 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 I can't trust Henry Wright. I'm going to give him the cross that he needs, his size. This is why complaints are not tolerated. It's your cross, your size, chosen by your Savior for you. Coming to the close now. How you doing with your cross? Now, you know, you did bring it in here, Cecil, today. See, the thing about the cross is you go to bed with it. You get up, it's waiting on you. Can I get a witness? I mean, but now you know about my bad lungs. So you know, that's my cross. Yeah. So I got lung problems, Natasha, Anastasia, when I'm sleeping. I got young problems when I wake up. Cross is always there. It's always there. I'm preaching there. Cross. The Lord just handed it to me. What's this cross? Bad lungs, boy. Wear it. No complaint, just preach. But supposing the lungs burst while I'm preaching. Hey, you don't have to die on it, just carry it. Just carry it. Let you dress up. Put on a nice shirt and tie with your cross. Put on a pretty dress, cross strapped all up on. So really, folks, really, I'm almost done. If the Lord would just open your eyes, we'd see old Ditto and Molly sitting there, and there's a cross hanging on their back. And he gives you the strength to carry it. Give God glory. Gives you the strength to carry it. Now, the thing about life is, sometimes it's got more than one cross for you. So you go to work carrying your cross, right? And your cross is you. You get to the work, and your boss is another cross. And you go, I'm going to mess with you now. And you go home, and your wife's had a bad day. There's another cross. Can I get a witness? Yes, sir. But the thing I want to encourage you with as you partake of the bread and the juice today, lift up your chin. Don't be worried about straightening your back. Set your feet on solid ground. Why? Because I don't care how heavy the cross or crosses get, when it's dying time, Jesus says, hey, I'm the expert at dying. You're the expert at carrying. I will take death on your cross. He dies on my cross. That's enough. End of homily. That's it. As we celebrate this marvelous Savior, this God of God and Kings of Kings. Oh, Trayvon read the text. Slain from the foundations of the world. He's always been ready for your cross. Celebrating. Thank God for him. And then when the service is over, let's all strap that thing back on our backs. Come on, y'all. Let's walk on out of here, ready for the world. Why? Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, even carry a cross. Bow your heads. Thank you, Lord, for the word, for this ingenious invention, and for helping me. Bear me all day long. And then, when I needed it most, thank you for Calvary. You have died on all of our crosses. And we're grateful. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Downstairs is a room for couples.